Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Well, we go from Easter morning to Easter evening. Jesus had risen just as he said. And the women found the Lord's tomb empty, and they quickly ran and told the disciples. Mary Magdalene even spoke with Jesus and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. The word was getting around. But the disciples, they dismissed it as some idle tale and didn't believe the women's report. Just 3 days prior, when Jesus was arrested, his disciples abandoned him. They ran away. They denied him and proved their unfaithfulness toward him, leaving him alone to suffer that unjust death. And now we find them hiding in a room with the doors locked, terrified of what might happen to them. The disciples are not looking too good, are they? They had left everything to follow Jesus, their homes, families, their jobs, security, their safety, and now they had nothing. And they were scared. Who wouldn't be? But thank God for them. Down to earth men like you and me who frankly, they just didn't get it. And thank God for Jesus, who meets his disciples right where they're at, locked in a room, full of fear about their future, being weak in faith. I would like to think that I would do much better under those circumstances. How about you? Would you be right there with me? But truthfully, left to our own reason and to our own strength, we would be right there in that room with the disciples, making sure that lock was locked tight and latched, and we'd be scared and abandoned, feeling alone and helpless, without hope. And that's how it is with everyone who was left to face this life in this world and eventually death itself, apart from faith in Christ. Our weaknesses are exposed, our fears take hold of us, and it's every man for himself. Survival is the name of the game. So what does Jesus do? Jesus meets them right where they're at. Into this locked room full of frightened disciples, Jesus shows up and places himself right in their midst, putting himself in the midst of their fear and their unbelief. And what does Jesus say to these men in hiding? His first words he speaks are the first blessings of the resurrection. Peace be with you. Not a word of judgment, but a word of forgiveness. Jesus, knowing their fear and weakness, speaks the words they needed to hear most. Peace be to you. And our Lord's words do what they say. These are not words of idle suggestion, but words that carry divine weight. The peace that Jesus gives to his disciples is the peace that comes because of his death. He shows them his hands and his side. This is the source of his peace, his wounds, the marks of his death. By his death, he conquered sin and death. By his death, he reconciled the world to his Father, including faithless disciples. By his death comes a peace that simply surpasses our human understanding. And when the disciples heard these words from their Lord's mouth, they rejoiced. They were glad. It was the Lord. You couldn't mistake him. He's the one with the holes in his hands and side. And he died and he rose just as he said he would. He has wounds to prove it. And whatever fear or sorrow they had melted away instantly. His words and his wounds bring joy and peace. And that very same Jesus is here this morning in our midst, just as he promised, knowing your fears and your weaknesses. He knows your sins and my sins that we try so hard to hide. Our sin that brings us shame and hurts the very ones that we love. Your sins that you can't seem to overcome, that drag you down, that even cause you to question your faith and your faithfulness, to question God's forgiveness, even to question his grace. But Jesus is here, standing in the midst of sinners. And he says, peace be with you. This peace that Jesus gives is not the same peace that the world tries to offer you. That peace will always fail. The world is powerless to deliver on its promises, to promise peace from war, to promise financial security and stability, to provide cures and treatments for your illnesses and diseases, to put the pieces of a broken marriage or a broken family back together. No, the peace that Jesus gives is not the peace that the world tries to give you. The peace that Jesus gives doesn't make all the troubles of this life go away, but it gives you hope in the midst of all the chaos in this life. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And Jesus hung on a bloody cross to overcome what you and I could never overcome, our sin. And he rose 3 days later to overcome what you and I could never overcome, death itself. And that is why Jesus can say to all those who trust in his saving death and resurrection, to say to you this morning, let your hearts not be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I have overcome the world. I have overcome your sin. I have overcome all that frightens you. I have overcome your death. By my wounds, you are healed. Thomas wanted to see those wounds. Who could blame him? He wasn't going to trust in the words of his fellow disciples. He too wanted to see Jesus, the crucified Jesus with nail holes in him. And he says flat out, unless I see his hands, the marks of his nails, and can put my fingers in the marks of his nails and my hand into his side, I will never believe. What is our Lord going to do with such faithlessness? Well, he did what he does every Sunday morning for you and for me. He comes to us and places himself right in our midst. Jesus present in the midst of sinners, not an imaginary Jesus, not a spiritual Jesus, not a conjured up in the mind Jesus, but true God and true man Jesus, who comes to you in his real body, to real men, to real women who struggle to remain faithful. Jesus comes to us just as we are, and he says, it's okay. I understand your weakness. I know about your faithlessness. I too have faced the temptations that you face, and have experienced and seen the fears that you fear. And I've nailed them all to my cross. I have overcome them by my death. My blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And so Jesus accommodates Thomas and actually beckons him to come and place his fingers into his hands and his hand into his side, into his wounds. He meets Thomas right where he's at as a gentle shepherd. He says to Thomas, "Do not become an unbeliever, but believe." And believe he does. Out of his mouth comes the most wonderful confession of faith. "My Lord and my God." What Jesus did for Thomas that Sunday, yes, he does for you and me each and every Sunday. Speaks his peace, presents his wounds, his body and blood, the fruits of his sacrifice. Those are the wounds of Christ for you. His own body given as bread to eat. His own blood given as wine to drink. And he says to us, as he did to Thomas, "Don't be unbelieving anymore. Trust me. I died for you to take away all of your sins. I rose from the dead for you to show my victory over sin and death. And I give you my peace. A peace you can find nowhere else in this world." He comes to give you something concrete and real as hands and feet and side. He gives you his very own body and blood as your food and as your drink. "Blessed are you," Jesus says, "who do not see and yet believe." And we know that we can't by our own strength or our own reason believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. So what does Jesus do? He comes to you and to me, and he calls us to believe in all that he's won for us through his cross and resurrection. And he gives to us, to you and me, the faith, living and saving faith that clings to Jesus and his promises and his gifts for us. He works repentance in your heart to turn you from your sin. He puts the confession of sin upon your lips to admit what you know to be true. He puts the words absolution in your ears to wash you with his word, truly forgiving your sins. Blessed are you who are baptized, who God has adopted as his own child and has clothed you in his righteousness. Blessed are you who are fed Jesus' body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. He feeds you himself, giving you life and salvation. All of these he freely gives to you. His word coming to you and working in you, what you and I ourselves, we can't do. Giving us faith to believe in the one whom God has sent to us to free us from sin and death, to give us a life of peace in the midst of a world full of tribulation, turning our sorrow to joy. And then he sends you and I out again into this world to serve our neighbor and love and to share the good news of life in his name. Freely you have received, so now freely give. And Jesus goes out with you, never leaving you nor forsaking you. And whatever you may face, however you may struggle, Jesus' words never change. They never fail. He comes to you with loving compassion. And he says to you, "Do not be troubled. Do not be afraid. Peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. In the name of Jesus, amen."